Hey, welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Matt Rothschild here. I'm guest hosting with Angela Lang. I always enjoy guest hosting with Angela. We were talking about patriotism before the break. We got a notice from Joe, a texter who calls and texts a lot. She says, your patriotism segment, a great idea. She did try to call in a couple times, couldn't get on. She said she'll keep listening and try to call back and get on. So if she does, we'll try to get her on. Because I always like her intelligent comments, one of our best callers here on Civic Media. And now we're joined by Sally Flores, who is the organizing director for the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition. I used to work with Sally a few years ago at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Sally, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show.
Thanks so much for having me on. It's an honor, and it's always nice to see you.
Likewise. So I understand that you're doing some community hearings on the Fair Maps issue. Why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, so a very special group of dedicated women through the League of Women Voters has, for the last year and a half, been meeting for 2 to 3 hours every single Monday to help draft proposed legislation for an independent redistricting commission process. I joke around that I could have had two babies by the time that we've met. It's been amazing to see it happen. We've worked in conjunction with experts from Common Cause, from the Campaign Legal Center, who've studied redistricting across the country, and they created guides for what works better. A special shout out to Simone Leeper and Dan Lenz and Jirish Rudensky, and of course, Katie Fahey from the people.org and from the people in Michigan. She's an executive director who led a ballot initiative process. Wisconsin doesn't have that, so we have to do it the good old fashioned way of getting legislation and then proposing a constitutional referendum and then a constitutional amendment. So this is not a sprint, and we finally don't get to build the plane in the air. We finally get to build it while it's still on the ground and take some time with it and take it to our communities. And yeah, we did just launch our first community hearing to propose and to read out this draft proposal for an independent redistricting commission this Saturday at Whitefish Bay Library. We had about 30 people registered to attend, and the room had about 23 people. So it was an amazing turnout. We had amazing moments of, we just met for 2 years and we didn't think of that. Like a lot of moments, which is what we wanted. The goal is for this to be citizen-led, and we want to do right by folks. So we got a lot of great feedback, and I couldn't thank the ad hoc, not so ad hoc, redistricting committee that has been meeting for so long to get this show on the road.
And you've got some upcoming hearings, too, in different places, right?
Yes, we do. We have, if folks are listening in from Green Bay, we have one July 16th. At the Brown County Library from 5:30 to 7:30. We have July 17th in Wausau from 6 to 8 at the Wausau Public Library. We have one August 20th in Waukesha at 6 p.m. at Ingleside Hotel. And we're working our way through the state. So I'm excited to go to Door County and the Upper Peninsula and have a great time talking about Fair Maps up there with folks.
And the objective after you get all this input is to get a piece of model legislation and then have advocates in the legislature push it?
Yeah. So we are attempting to also invite legislators to the conversation. Obviously, they're not going to be our key guests or keynotes. They're going to be an audience member just like everybody else, and they're going to get an opportunity to submit questions just like everybody else. We do our best to invite and find folks in those communities to directly invite their legislator. And hopefully by winter, we'll finalize that proposal and seek some bipartisan support among state legislators. So far, with our partners at Common Cause Wisconsin, who have a legislative support tracker, there's one Republican in the 98th who supports independent redistricting. So here's to us that keep on trying. And hopefully then by winter and spring, we'll push for some passage of that proposal and then pressure legislators to pass or to help us create an amendment for the upcoming two sessions. So, yeah.
I mean, bipartisan is kind of tricky because occasionally you'll have a Republican legislator like Todd Novak who'll say, you know, I'm for it, and then push comes to shove and he vanishes.
Then he vanishes. Yeah, we are planning for a legislative lobby day in September to honor late Senator Tim Cullen. Mm-hmm. And our goal is there's 37 new folks in the legislators. There's 37 new legislators, and we're trying to introduce Tim Cullen's book. So we are planning for a legislative lobby day to introduce them to the draft proposal and give them all a book. And there are a lot of folks who are in some of these new freshmen's districts who are ready for action. And we want to honor the late Tim Cullen and obviously have some action behind it and know that his work isn't in vain.
Yeah, Tim Cullen wrote a book on gerrymandering shortly before he died. And mm-hmm. Tim Cullen and Republican Dale Schultz, who used to be mm-hmm. chair of the Senate Republicans in the legislature, they went around the state in a dog and pony show for years and years on this issue and really did promote it. And so I wanted to salute Dale, too. Yeah. He was a real ally. Angela, you had a question.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad, just like zooming out a little bit, I'm glad you started to kind of dig into the timeline and being able to take your time and kind of build. It's only 2025, so can you explain why folks should start to pay attention to this now, knowing that this is a multi-year fight?
Yeah, well, here's hoping we have a census, right? Like, this is all only if the federal government gives us a census.
Yeah.
And we want to get ahead of that. So we want to have an independent redistricting commission sitting and ready to go by September 1st of 2030 to prepare us for the next 10 years. And in Wisconsin, like I mentioned, we don't have a ballot initiative process. So we have to go, and we want to do it the right way. We don't want to just constantly change the Constitution all the time, because that's not what's supposed to happen. That's not democratic. But we want to introduce legislation, get bipartisan support to then help us in the, two consecutive sessions, introduce a constitutional referendum and then a constitutional amendment. This doesn't happen overnight, and it's a multi-year, multifaceted approach. And it gives us time to introduce new up-and-coming freshmen to the work, as well as there's going to be an election again next year, multiple elections. And so we want to just not give people room to breathe about this, because we don't have time for that. We just don't. Mm-hmm. Even though 2030 feels like it's so far away and we're going to have a presidential election, here's hoping. By then, we'll get to really this is a labor of love, and this is a labor of time and commitment. And so that's where we're at right now. I keep saying I'm going to see redistricting through, and then I'm going to become a welder and I'm joining a union, because I'm near burnout. So, yeah.
It's a process.
You've been doing great work on it. So I hope you can hold out just a little longer. And maybe, in 2026, maybe next year, the Democrats will get mm-hmm. control of the state legislature. Yeah. And maybe we'll still have a Democrat in the governor's chair, and then you can really get things done.
Well, they learned their lesson. They had an opportunity to do this in 2009. They had a trifecta, and I don't think they expected things to go the way that they did. And so I really hope that they also don't attempt to gerrymander and they attempt to support a independent redistricting commission. That would solve a lot of our problems. Or sure start to.
Yeah, it sure would. And when Democrats had control, they could have done a lot more in 2009. They could have done campaign finance reform, too.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
And they could have knocked out that law from the 19th century on abortion. So there would have been no issue to go to the courts on. So those were missed opportunities.
Yeah.
I hope they don't miss so many opportunities if they get control.
One of our key volunteers, Shira Moranto, says that gerrymandering is a bipartisan disease. And it is, and I think that should be a bumper sticker, because mm-hmm. it has to be.
We're speaking with Sally Flores of the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition. Sally, you're taking such a high profile on this issue, and I wonder how you feel about that, because you are a dreamer. You came over here with your parents. You're not a U.S. citizen yet, and given what the Trump administration has been doing, and given their chant of mass deportation now, and given all the ICE violations of rights, this puts you in the crosshairs. How do you handle it?
Yeah, I think they've taken everything away from me that they took away my fear. At this point, I don't, I don't have a reason to hide in the shadows. People are saying you should get a PO box so they don't know where your address is. Like, The way that technology is, facial recognition, the way that social media, now they have social media watchdogs. And at this point, like, there's no reason in hiding. And going back to the shadows would only deter us from community organizing and mobilizing. And ironically, to be on the Independent Redistricting Commission, you need to be a voter. You need to show that you're a registered voter. And so we're leading this work as non-voters because some of us value democracy. Some of us have seen what the U.S. totalitarian installed governments have done to Latin American countries, and we do not want that to happen here at home. And it's a clear, for me, it's a clear line to choose. Either what would you be doing? Would you be hiding Anne Frank in your attic, or would you be out in the streets protesting against that? Like, I think it's really a moment for people to ask themselves truly, where would they be in this moment? And if going back to the shadows is an option, I'm not taking it. I think I'm not in an opportunity to negotiate anymore. Undocumented people have always been on the menu, never at the table. We have constantly been promised some sort of reform, regardless of what president, regardless of what political party, we've always been the pawns. I do some contracting work to help get out the vote. And in this last presidential election, some of my teams knocked 250,000 doors. Other folks, I contracted with the AFT local union just because the nature of fair maps doesn't do get out the vote. So I was like, I have time for this. And I'm a good turf cutter. And we also were able to change the early vote site numbers at METC by 3 times. And, you know, it tripled. So we tried, we did our best, but we knew that regardless of who was in office, who would win, we take the L either way. Like, we've always been pawns, so I refuse to be a political pawn.
And you're not hiding in the shadows. I saw a picture of you leading a immigrant rights rally in Milwaukee about a month ago. So I was taken aback because I thought, holy smoke, Sally is really risking a lot by sticking her neck this far out. And you're also going with, you're helping Voces de la Frontera, the leading immigrant rights organization in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I'm just curious because I keep hearing about folks who are going to their administrative hearings on immigration and are just getting grabbed. Mm-hmm. I just wonder what you advise them to do when they have a hearing coming up.
Yeah, so we are training. We have a ICE verifier training, and out of the ICE verifier training through Comité Sin Fronteras, which is an arm of Voces. Usually I was in high school and I was like organized through a group called Youth Empowered in the Struggle, went to college, was still with YES, but then you graduate and then it's kind of like, you're like in this bubble of like, where do I find my people? So that was missing. And we created Comité Sin Fronteras. We work in 4 buckets. We work in Sanctuary. We work in Migra Watch, Direct Action, and Mutual Aid. And
pick it up, Sally, on the break. We just got a quick break. And then I want to get into more of your work and how you advise people. And what your reaction to all these raids have been. Those are crucial questions here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Matt Rothschild with Angela Lang and Sally Flores.